As you probably know, the neurotransmitter associated with learning is called dopamine. It's associated with reward-seeking behavior. And something very exciting is just beginning to happen in places like the University of Bristol in the UK, where we are beginning to be able to model mathematically dopamine levels in the brain. And what this means is we can predict learning, we can predict enhanced engagement, these windows of time in which the learning is taking place at an enhanced level. And two things really flow from this. The first is to do with memory, that we can find these moments when someone is more likely to remember, we can give them a nugget in a window. The second thing is confidence, that we can see how game playing and reward structures make people braver, make them more willing to take risks, more willing to take on difficulty, harder to discourage. This can all seem very sinister, that, you know, sort of our brains are being manipulated, or we're all, you know, addicts, the word addiction is thrown around. There are real concerns there. But the biggest neurological turn-on for people is other people. This is what really excites us. In reward terms, it's not money. It's not being given cash. That's nice. It's doing stuff with our peers, watching us, collaborating with us. And I want to tell you a quick story about 1999, a video game called EverQuest. And in this video game, there were two really big dragons. And you had to team up to kill them. 42 people, up to 42, to kill these big dragons. It's a problem, because they only dropped two or three decent items. So players addressed this problem by spontaneously coming up with a system to motivate each other fairly and transparently. What happened was they paid each other a virtual currency they called Dragon Kill Points. And every time you turned up to go on a mission, you got paid some Dragon Kill Points. They tracked these on a separate website. So they tracked their own private currency, and then players could bid afterwards for cool items they wanted, all organized by the players themselves. Now, the staggering systems, not just that this worked in EverQuest, but that today, a decade on, every single video game in the world with this kind of task uses a version of this system. Tens of millions of people. And the success rate is at close to 100%. This is a player-developed, self-enforcing, voluntary currency. And it's an incredibly sophisticated player behavior. And I just want to end by really suggesting a few ways in which these principles could fan out into the world. I'll start with business. I mean, we're beginning to see some of the big problems around something like business, recycling and energy conservation. We're beginning to see the emergence of wonderful technologies like real-time energy meters,